think we are ready to start the next talk. Okay, I'll push. Just show me when to do. Okay, I want to introduce the next talk. It's called Integrating Documentation, User Support, and Developer Resources at linuxaudio.org. The talk is partly held by Ivica Iko-Bukvic, who is still in the US. The address is there. And he gives part of the talk via Skype. This is the hum you hear. When he talks, you don't notice the hum as much. And the other part of the talk is held by Robin Carreus.
Okay, cool. Hello.
Are you ready to roll?
I just want to make sure, can you guys hear me still okay?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Okay, I heard myself. Okay, that's fine. Well, anyways, Robin, I guess, should I start? Or do you want to do a quick introduction?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. All right, so what we're going to talk today about is integration of the documentation, user support, and developer.linuxaudio.org. And this is what the title page shows also. So if we can please go to the second slide, which is introduction. So first thing I want to say is, what is exactly LinuxAudio.org? And hopefully by now, a good majority of the Linux Audio community knows about this. But just in case, I've posted on this first slide our mission, which I'll just briefly skim over. Basically, we are a consortium of members who are institutions, companies, organizations, software projects, and artists, all of whom were invested into the betterment of Linux. And our mission is to converge these resources and as such provide the community with ways of interfacing with the external possible funding as well as other types of outreach. We're still very early in our stages of development, in part because we do have limited manpower to maintain our everyday operations. Still, I hope that you'll agree that we've done some significant strides towards bettering at least some aspects of our mission, and our hope is that we will continue to do so for a long time to come. So, a couple of things just to mention about the resources and opportunities that LinuxAudio.org provides. If we can go to the next slide, which is now slide 3, which says current projects. As you can see, we've done two series. The first volume 1 was done with Daniel James, who is the founding member of the consortium. He has since moved on to the 64 studio, founding that company, and I've taken over his place. In the last year, we've basically revamped the CD covers for that first of these series, setting up the framework for the future iterations, as well as providing that professional feel to our publications. The CD is a bit of an odd release because it's freely available online, including the printable covers. These things may change in the future as we secure some funds for publishing of CDs and thus fundraising opportunities. Volume 2 is something that's in the making, and we're trying an announcement in the next couple of weeks to promote participation in the community. As you have seen many times over, we've seen submissions of artists on the Linux audio list, and I think this will be a prime opportunity to somehow expose some of this great art to the outside world. Last year has seen also a major move in the server. We've basically now have a dedicated server which runs all our resources. We have also expanded the domain. So we have obviously the default domain linuxaudio.org, download linuxaudio.org, LAO, last of the ESC lists, and a couple of more which are currently in need of some updating, such as low latency, LAD, and QuickTunes. and not necessarily updating, but also simply content. So again, we will definitely extend a gigantic call to the community solution, because obviously we'll be only as successful as we're getting the access. So we will also obviously send out a plea here that we are always looking for new members, and we're always looking for new recruits who would be interested in participating in the everyday operations of our mission. We have also done a listserv integration, so we moved our original listservs from the Agnula servers, which last year we experienced that weird flux with the change of the domain. But we're also now in the process of trying to also port over the lists, the core lists for the Linux Audio groups, such as Linux Audio Announce and User and Developer. And this way, the lists will get easy to remember extensions which are tied to our mission. Next slide, please. So as I mentioned, our near future projects is the annuals. Currently, we're working on volume 2, and hopefully continue churning out annual CAE collections. I've been just in conversation with the representative who's actually in charge of that recent heard about Kernel Developers offering the free driver designed for the OEMs. And in my conversation with him, we have touched upon the note of having LinuxAudio.org somehow serving as a liaison of establishing the link between the OEMs and audio OEMs and our community, so that we can provide that service to the community as well. This is still in the process of being finalized, but the current status is that it looks very promising and that we should not have much of a trouble of integrating that kind of a service. So this will basically position LinuxAudio.org in a place where we want to be, and that is to provide outreach and service to the community to the best of our ability. We're still in the process of working on that nonprofit incorporation, and critical component will be obviously need for dedicated volunteers, which means that we will have a need for people who will be willing to do some bookkeeping and other nasty things surrounding an incorporated institution, especially nonprofit institution. There are some things that will become immediately available once we reach that threshold, and that is that we'll have fundraising and fostering growth opportunities, as well as establishing ties with corporate institutional entities. Many times I've encountered this roadblock of not being able to reach out to certain entities because they don't have that seal of approval, that non-profit status where companies can simply tap into their tax-deductible contributions and so on and so forth. And of course, we continue to work on consolidation of resources because, as you know, Linux Audio Communities is very widespread, and as such, our online resources are all over the place. And this, obviously, as exciting as it is, it also can introduce problems with incorrect data being still posted, or outdated data, or simply conflicting data. And for that reason, next slide. Integration is our prime goal this year. This has been in part spurred by some of the recent announcements that you may have been aware of, such as the Dave Phillips' one page, which has been an invaluable resource for the community. Dave has announced, after many, many years of great service to all of us, that he will not be maintaining that page anymore, and the next logical question was who will take the server, Are there others who want to also participate in this? I felt like LinuxAudio.org had clearly a mission to help the community to really reinforce the page and somehow move it. Some of the other things I already mentioned, such as fragmented comments and inaccurate and often conflicting data. There's also diminished new user uptake. I'm not entirely convinced that this is the case, but there are some indications that we may not be getting as many users committing to our lists as we would want to. And so therefore we have this kind of a generational knowledge gap. There's those of us who have been around for quite a while, and we know every little nook and cranny of Alpha and all the other things and all the other things on top of that, and they're very intimidated by the lack of consistent documentation. And there's also obviously the rampant lack of awareness for the current state of Lodi Linux. I think Slashdot and some of the other sites have perpetuated this myth quite successfully. So again, this is an opportunity for us to provide infrastructure which will somehow circumvent those problems with one and so web presence transformed shift towards a dynamic user editable content. We have MySpace, YouTube, and all the other cool things out there. And so our inclination was to go with a wiki-like model, so we can actually provide an infrastructure for everybody to participate in, and therefore helping maintain online content. That's one focal point where the material will be available.
Hey, cool.
And so again, this was a prime opportunity for consolidation. Next slide, please.
Hey, Iko, can you keep it short? We got a real bad hum here on your line, and so it's not not really nice to listen to you in a long, whatever. Just keep it short.
And I'm not sure if Robin is talking right now. I have a hard time hearing, so.
Okay. Yeah, we got the same issue. We don't hear you too well.
Oh, really? Okay, let's see if I can change some things around here. Just bear with me for a second.
Just make it shorter. Because we are not going to fix our end.
All right. Is this working at all? Any better?
Better, much better.
Okay, all right. Okay, so a couple of just quick things about the current structure of consortium. Obviously, we have already a site on there which provides us with a placeholder for documentation, which is one of the things we ultimately want to reach to. And of course, part of the documentation is obviously lists, which, as I mentioned earlier, we will try to adopt. Our consortium is linked with external resources, obviously with users and developers. Next slide, please. So what we are offering to the community with this project is we're trying to merge the one page and basically enhance it with dynamic content, link it to the wiki, and enhance it with a cross-linking with the lists. Next slide, please. As you can see, also, we would like to extend that further, provide a kind of a FAQ, and possibly a separate form-like interface, which would, again, allow some of the users who are more visual in their communication to participate equally. FAQ would be, in that respect, perhaps something of a placeholder for the most frequently asked and encountered issues when using Linux Audio. This will also provide us with a unique opportunity to serve specific distributions. We could provide placeholders for documentation on specific distributions, and as such, possibly reach ways of external funding. And finally, next slide, please. And as you can see, the last thing that I posted in here is that we also want to encourage the artistic output, because obviously audio is there to be used, and if we just simply have great framework and we have no ways of providing an examples of how this great technology can be utilized in an artistic setting, our mission will be very hard to achieve. So therefore, I see personally art as a great component of the consortium, and I think our continued efforts to work on these CD series, which have been in a form of a hiatus over the last couple of years, which clearly shows our commitment to this particular mission. So at this point, I would like to stop with my introductory note, and I would like to allow Robin, who has been really the core developer of this project, to really tell you a little bit more about our first step towards reaching this goal. So, Robin?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, my name is Robin Garois. I came to Linux Audio pretty late, like 2 years ago or 2005, and more like into multimedia than actually Linux Audio or like video editing and post-production. And when I started, the Dave's site, like linuxaudio.org, was like the most invaluable resource for me to get started and to find all the stuff and to get myself around. And since the announcement last November that Dave will no longer maintain the site, and also with current lots of wikis popping up and no real centralized source, I started to chat with Eco about it. And I was more like the man of the action, started to do some wiki setups or whatever, and it pretty much grew into something that was more than I thought it might be in the end. And right now I'm working with Eco on making the concept more larger or evolving it, seeing what needs we actually have, how can we use the stuff that has already been done, or also integrate other documentation or resources. So basically I started with the apps, or like the application index. The data is all thanks to Dave Phillips. And we are planning to have a long living index, like not just a small wiki that will be there for a few years or so, but to have a maintained archive of databases and index over the next how many years, whatever there will be. And we want to have public contributions, but we also want to have a centralized source or centralized architecture. Not meaning that it cannot be distributed in the data or replicated, but like we want to have a central portal where everyone can go, Linux Audio, and get from there to other places. So basically what apps is right now, it's a collection of named links. That means like on Dave's side, you get an index for application and where to find more information on it. But here we also include information, what you find at the link, or like a certain meta text, or you get a screenshot, a preview, or it's not only the text link itself, but it's a little bit more. Anyway. Well, application is not the only one. Apps, it's our index that we use to link to other services outside of Linux Audio domain itself. But we also want to be able to provide local documentation, which is like on a wiki, or we also want to be able to host art or discussions that are maybe not related to the mailing lists or Linux Audio itself. Yeah, there's something, it's the American format. I had the same with OpenOffice. If I open it, there's also some text off screen all the time. Letter A4, I don't know. It should not matter for presentations, should it? Anyway, besides the user editable documentation, which we put on like blogs or wiki, we also have static documentations, ready-made man pages, XHTML, whatever you find on the web, which is also probably not a good idea to have the users edit or contribute to them. It's more like users can comment on, but it's more like fixed or professional authority, where you name it. We have the mailing lists, and we have the consortium, like the www domain. And we also try to use vhosts, like here apps.linuxaudio.org, to provide the user with a short feedback of where he's at currently, like are you at the index, and what privileges you have. Am I at the wiki, so I can edit, or I can upload media, while like docs or so is more static, so that's more, it's both kind of vhosts and kind of user feedback. We also have what's on the top right screen. It says Latlau mailing lists, the Latspa VST. That's a rare, not really known part of Linux Audio, but a user group who collects Wine or VST plugins that work with Wine on the Linux, I guess. I never use it myself, but it's working and has lots of users. And Portal is the front face or the guide where you usually start at linuxaudio.org. Tutorials is QuickToots at the moment, but that's gonna be moved into wiki or docs, depending on where it belongs, where the tutorial fits better. And yeah, stats.linuxaudio.org are more vhosts. Okay, next slide. This is the general picture of information flow. Linux Audio is gaining more and more users, and there are more newbies who ask questions that developers don't wanna care anymore about. So we're trying to have like a very authoritative base in the middle, like we're currently Linux Audio developers or a couple of mailing lists who provide most informations, and have new buyers help themselves by just finding the information on the wiki. And then if they don't find it on a wiki or in the web, you just travel inwards. And we also want to automate certain parts of this scheme or information flow, because we cannot rely on developers' regular reading forums, or because some of them even don't like it, or other guys want to use mailing lists, and we'll get all kinds of trouble. So we're trying to make a scheme that everyone might feel comfortable with. And the outbound traffic is easy. So usually, like when a developer has some important news that users are interested in, it will sooner or later someone will pick up on it, will generate a wiki page, or you'll have documentation. And it's also easy to auto-generate blogs or comments on a whatever blog forum from an email list. The other direction is more of a problem, because either you introduce like digest, which might not be a bad idea because you have a buffer. First, like a user asks a question, you see if other users reply, then you go to the next level and you see maybe some of the whatever more advanced users know. But usually they're like pretty ugly, and when you browse through them, like RSS feeds, they're not fun. Sometimes you find you stumble over something. So what we're thinking about right now is to having kind of an automated filter for blogs, or like especially I'll get into details on that later. Like if you have a user can select if this blog will automatically produce lists or emails to a list, or whether only like a summary or like whatever only authorized user can force that comments will be automatically posted. There's also sign-off strategies and spamming stuff that we're thinking about, but to get into details, it will just be more than we can discuss here. On the right-hand side, we're missing the external resources and the email lists on top, which we're both trying to link in the current services. So we're having the apps index, and the wiki is kind of the same functionality. So from our engine developer point of view, we're using the same backend engine. And we'd like to keep the comments and blogs separated, so there will also be a different engine on the backend, and link the information just via RSS feeds. And there's certain elaborate schemes that we can also use external information, like from SourceForge, version numbers, or whatever from spec files. We can automatically update index functionality. And also the static documentation will be static, as we want to be able to just link in PDFs or get whatever we can, what makes sense, archive them, and also be able to just link them and allow to put comments on there. There's a few ideas that I will get to, just like with XSLT transformations, and there's possibilities. At the beginning, we try to use forest.apache.org as a CMS for everything around it. Right now, it looks like we're having a couple of customized engines that we put together ourselves, but the final product will be one huge Linux audio front end that you don't see a difference. Oh, this is MediaWiki, and this is this wiki or whatever. So it will be a Linux audio community service platform. The current prototype has more than 1,500 entries from Dave. I used the Perl script to source originally Dave's information data and transform them in like a wiki format. It's all stored in text files, so it's very easy, will be long living, and you can put it in any database or whatever. Per entry, we have a short description, which is actually a wiki page, so you can place everything there, but we don't encourage users to put everything there. It should just be important stuff. The real information should be on the site that the index links to. We allow multiple tags per entry, so that you can say, like, oh, this is a Czech application, and it can do ALSA. You have lots of them. And there's unique meta information. There's only one main topic or one screenshot or one URL that points to the resource. We might need to relax that for whatever screenshots or logo at some point, but right now it just doesn't make sense. And from that we can generate all kinds of funny matrices, interaction, like all applications that have Jack but don't have ALSA, and so it's pretty easy to do automated listings. But we have obviously not gone very deep into that. DokuWiki, which we are using for apps, allows lots of export functionalities. You can get RSS feeds, version 1, 1.1, 2.0. You can give different queries. I'll demonstrate, I'll show some of them later, but you can also just try yourself. And as Wiki implies, it's also, DokuWiki is a wiki, so we're using the same engine to provide a wiki interface for the community. And the good thing is we get indexing and all that stuff for free because it's the same wiki. And we don't need to mess around with RSS feeds for other from other wikis, which we also do. Thanks. Okay, this is more like maybe you can... It's just the idea what apps should be not. That's why we have a wiki or why we have different hosts. So we don't want to have any bug reports or how-tos linked into the documentation that whatever. So we might want to have information or short notes. On that, a reason was a good example is the CAPS plugin where the AMP4 has denominal problems. And there's also like a short note, but like if you want to read up on it, it's not the apps, it's not the place to put the information. And we're also not aggregating news automatically, so we want to have like a signed off or we want to have users to help out. It's we are automating certain parts like version numbers or new screenshots, but we're not going to update big changes. Next slide. Okay, I've said this before, AppsWiki, DokuWiki. Not spoiled with user comments, we can export feeds. Everything is in text files, which is good. It gives us the simplicity of just syncing the whole DokuWiki somewhere else. RSync works, you don't even need to change the configuration. You only need to change the Apache configuration for the rewrite that we're using. But everything else is just very simple. And it also has the possibility that we can display feeds or we can also use feeds to generate new pages on the wiki or modify data. This has not yet been enabled, but we have a development version and we're looking for people who are interested and who can join in and help out at any front. The Burkhard Ritter has started to make a Drupal for blogs or for archiving music or whatever you want. I don't know the actual progress. He's been doing some exams lately, so he's been low profile the last week. But we'll also hear new stuff there. Docs is going to be something custom as well, probably also PHP or Perl scripts. The first idea is just to use DocBook or man pages, which are really easy to transform into a worldwide editable format via a wiki, or just like put a common footer in an iframe or something so that you can link to external discussion. And mail is the big issue. Or mail or web form or forums in general. But we started to move the audio, the lists currently from the original, where was it? Wasn't MIT? No? Columbia Edu. Okay, sorry. from Columbia Edu to linuxaudio.org. And the list itself make work or make progress, but the integration of lists in forum is a big gray area where we're chatting about, trying, and Mark is laughing. He's doing the list migration, so he knows all about the mailman and you know what. Okay. Maybe I should do a short presentation. Do you guys know what apps looks like? Have you been on the Linux Audio mailing list?
Is this ThoughtWorks
boosting? Right. Yeah, you still get the big red blocks in the background. We're working on a new design. So there have been issues, but we just don't have any guys who are into web design or making nice backgrounds or making logos. Thorsten has done a nice job on the logo, I think. But like the web design is time consuming and we're working on more on the back end. The principal data structure before I make a demonstration is that every application that we host is in the same folder, like apps all name, and has just a wiki page, which has a couple of special tags in the wiki page for meta info and other stuff. So title is obvious, URL, short description are both meta tags. Next slide. Resulting from each of the entries that we put there, the tag names for each of the entries are used as categories a category tag. So as soon as I make a new tag in an application entry, it will be exists in the wiki. And you can also look it up under categories and then the name. And yeah, we're working on a better scheme to assign tags to applications, which is right now done by entering the category name or tag name by a keyboard. We want to have something clickable or selectable, but it's also in the queue. I'll show some development demonstrations. We have special tags, like whatever for check transport. We can generate matrices that shows like which applications support what. And we're also working on making those tags dependent on which topic you're interested. Like if you're looking for Linux audio distributions, you're not interested if the application supports check, but whether they have RPM or Debian packages. And when you're in whatever, in MIDI, you're also, well, whatever, you get the point probably. Like different groups of topics that have special tags which are highlighted. And we don't have a clear tree structure in the tags, so there can be multiple loops, or you can link them each way, like by just combining tags, it's a flat structure. Okay. Maybe I should pop up first, or I'll make the demonstration afterwards. So this is like one of the last slides. I try to make it look nice with circles, but circle area overlaps are much more complicated, and you need ellipses to do it correctly. So I stick to boxes. We have lots of lats. Like this whole box are Linux, users. Developers are this one here, up to the top. And the announce list doesn't fit, we fit somewhere in there. So actually, I thought we had much more, but we only have 2,000 subscribers on all of the email lists. And apparently, cross-posting is justified because there's not very much overlap between all the guys. Like, there's only 200 who read all the lists. Maybe we got a few more. That was March 15. So, can you go to the next slide, please? What we think is we're missing some more users who might not be interested in any of the previous topics that were there. And like there's some stuff already started with like a community making audio or making like sound files in the like recently, or like you post the OGG file and then other guys make a solo over it or whatever. And there might be better issues just like taking it to a web chat or web forum. Might also be better suited to exchange audio files or to chat around. But we want to have the possibility of getting results back to the email list, which is basically then we get all the development somewhere else, but there are still lots of developers who are interested in what actually is done with their software. Okay. Yeah, basically it's all other ideas that I had before. We need to have an email to web comment gateway for the developers to reply. This is also tricky, like if we get a digest for receiving lots of forum activity, and then you want to reply inline to each of those. I mean, it's all details that need to be figured out or solved, or what works, or see how much manpower we can get together and making this work. Yeah. So getting back to people getting involved. So this is like the Thursday's meeting is also more intended to like developers or guys. I mean, everyone who can code a Jack client can actually do web development. Maybe not the web design itself, but it's kind of, I'm also not a web developer myself. I can do the stuff, and I see that it's very important to get Linux Audio Org up to shape, to be more professional, to have more end users, and to provide a framework. And that has been laying very low in the last, maybe last years. So any help, anyone who can, if you have a logo, if you want to join and just edit applications, or you can also fix typos, you can help others with coding, you can make a email gateway, come talk to us. It's like Daniel will be here. And then you can also write an email to Eco, or just on the mailing list, LAD, or I'll be here the next day till Sunday. Email stuff is also Mark. You can just ask him. And thanks for coming. If there are questions. Yeah. acknowledgements. I'm not alone, and ECO is not either, although Linux Audio Org has basically been a one-man show of ECO Bookwitch. And there are more people joining in and helping out, like recently what I said, like Burkhard, Rita, done some the web designer, Mark, and whatever. But we also, the main contribution we have is from Dave Phillips, which has done years long a very good job of keeping an index of applications. Thanks, Dave. But he's not here anymore, is he? He couldn't come? Okay.
I have a question, actually. At the apps side, will there be a category for those applications which are actually no longer being maintained?
Sounds like a good idea. But
I think that's an important problem for new
users.
Just
go ahead and tag them all. I think that's the harder part, to find out which are not. There, we're also thinking about collaborating with other wikis, like for some parts, the Alsa wiki or from SUSE. They have all good documentation. The one idea would be to just incorporate their information. I mean, you can export from MediaWiki and import, or we can have a MediaWiki too. And another idea is just to link information to there, just like provide, you can find more resources on this topic there. And there's also wiki for outdated projects, or I think maintainer wanted, or I've stumbled over something like that.
Any more questions?
Hi.
Hello.
I'm just going to be the bastard here. So do you have actually any leads on linking wikis or anything to the mailing list?
You mean an lead in expertise or?
Yeah, if anyone has.
You mean me personally or you mean the Linux Audio Group? Personally, I have some experience, but I wouldn't call myself a pro, whatever, what do you say it, the geek. But I think we have enough resources, or like there would be enough people who could do it. I think it's mostly lots of work, it's not very complicated work.
Yeah.
I think most of the stuff will also go down or boil down in getting lots of more editors or easy way to get users to contribute, like you don't need to sign up or mess around with half an hour stuff. And then if you see something, you get 2,000 users is not too bad. You can run a complete portal. If everyone makes one contribution a day, we'll have two in a year or so. Whatever. You get my point. Okay, I'll just pop up the web page then. Huh? Is there a browser? Oh, that's also a good question. Conqueror. But I do. But ich habe keinen externen Screen. Okay, so then there will be no presentation if we don't have network here and we don't have screen. I never try to get the external screen running. When I boot it works. But my wireless. Die Taste funktioniert nicht. Das CPI-Event kommt nirgendwo an. Wenn ich da drauf drücke, das catche ich irgendwo. Okay. Does anyone have a laptop with internet that has an external screen? No? Can we make it from the back? Like we can use the screen, okay, also not. Yeah. Okay, I can make a wire if you have a cross connect cable, cross patch cable. But okay, maybe not now. Well, will you guys be here on Saturday? Because we're doing a similar talk on Saturday again. And I hope we'll get a better connection on Saturday. And I also hope we got finish the presentation. All you guys, just go home, go to your web browser, linuxaudio.org or apps.linuxaudio.org. It's a wiki that is almost self-explanational. And I'll give you the annotations of the details on Saturday. I'm sorry about that. All right.